listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Hello?
Hey, Rachel, what's up?
I've got my bad mic still.
Your Bud Light?
My bad mic.
Your butt mic?
I don't know, does it sound bad?
No, it sounds fine. Does it work with your voice more for that?
I only had a trial period for that, so that's been sacked off.
Lame.
So I'm just looking at my settings. I'm putting them up as much as I can. I noticed the other audio I did didn't go up, so maybe that means I'm still dead quiet.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even mess with the settings. I just turn that shit on and go. Usually, you know. I think I turned something up.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going all echoey again. Well, if it doesn't tape, it doesn't tape, does it? So, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I just had a couple minutes, or about 30 minutes, while I drove to this estimate. So I thought, well, I'll see what's on here. See what's shaking. But I don't know. I was writing about, like, you know, you said that something about, like, the will of God and stuff. I was just, like, fleshing out thoughts on that when I was responding to you. But I still haven't gotten it, you know, what's coherent enough to send it. You know what I mean?
Hmm. Yeah. So it's, what I never do is say it's the 7th of November, 2018. And original simulant and Rachel are in the chat. That's what we should tell.
Oh, dang. Yeah, that's pro. That's pro right there.
Yeah, and I always forget to do that. so we don't know what we're talking about. So
I was like, just writing down, you know, fleshing out, like, there's an idea of, like, well, you know, it's like, this idea that, like, we, you know, we exist, or, you know, gosh,
it's hard to put into words right now.
I know, I always find it difficult right at the start.
Yeah. Like, well, it's like, we always believe that we're trying to do, like, God's will or whatever, as unique individuals, I think, or whoever does believe that, you know, believes that. But it's very hard to apply that kind of same thinking, or we struggle sometimes to apply it more broadly, you know, and wonder if, like, who isn't subject, what exists outside of it? I don't know if anything can. I don't see how it could. You know, like what could possibly subvert it? What could act independently? You know, beyond, you know, outside of the bounds that have already been set. I'm not sure anything. It wouldn't make sense for anything to me.
So outside of the bounds of.
Outside of like the bounds of like you know we of the plan, you know. The larger plan for each of us and things as a whole. You know,
we're all part of a single plan.
Well, you know, that would be like one way to look at it, I think. But yeah, probably. I mean, we're not outside of it, you know.
Like, yeah.
What is outside of it? What is outside of nature in those kinds of things? We're all within... in certain, like, conditions, we all qualify and meet. But, yeah, I think there's a grander thing at work. But to the end, what ends, you know, it's so far, you know, and given the scale of the system, how impossible could it be to try to figure out what that is, you know?
mean, you can't even figure out, people can't have a hard time even figuring out themselves where they fit in these things, much less, like, the entire narrative of the entire past, present, and future, forever and ever, amen, you know? Like, from, yeah. from the greatest to the smallest, you know? I mean, God, how arrogant we are.
Yeah, okay, so, but we're given a book, and in that book we're given some commandments, so at least we know what we're aiming for.
Sure, that's fine, yeah. Well, you know, yeah, but those, but again, that's like what we're aiming, you know? But,
yeah, that's what we're, I've listened, and it makes sense to me that the point of them is to show us the nature of, the nature of God, the nature of what I mean, we'll never stand up to that and be perfect in that, never, ever. But at least we know what's a craze there as in mind.
Right, and you know, the boundary, you know, kind of like within certain boundaries, like follow this, you know, here's a little rubric here for you to work within, and you stick within these parameters, you know, things won't be perfect, but you do the best you can, and, you know, you'll get the best you can, right? But do we really have any choice in those things either, you know? It's the other thing. Like, is there free will? I don't know. I don't think so. I'm not sure there is.
You don't think there's free will?
No, I don't really. I don't see how there could be.
Well, on any level or the big level?
I think, like, I hit this homeless person here. I think on there's like, so I don't know, I can only speak to like the level that I can comprehend, and it's like, if there is freedom and these ideas of choices, which is what a lot of like free will gets down to, this system where something about choices exists, you know, and where, you know, and then also some kind of responsibility for those choices or the decisions we make based with those choices or whatever. But it's like we didn't have any choice in being in the position to have choices very often, you know? And also, like how would you know? Like, how would you ever know that you, you know, that you've chosen some kind of, it's like the decision you made wasn't like actually, just seemed like a decision, but really it was just inevitable anyway. You know, you can't repeat it.
Yeah, I'd go along with the, I don't know, I think there's some movement in things. I think you can go with it, or you can try and rail against it. I think it ends up like Jonah, when he was told to go to
Nineveh.
Yeah. And he went the opposite direction.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bishop, fuck this. The God's like, yeah, I want you to go to Nineveh. It's the wickedest city on earth. Not a fucking single person is even close to redeemable in that entire fucking shithole. And I need you to go tell them that they're the worst people on earth and that I'm going to destroy you. Fuck that. You know? He's like, they're gonna boil me alive. I'm not doing that shit. So he fought against it and fought against it.
Yeah, yeah.
What happens? He goes there, and then he tells them, like, you know, he delivers the message, and then they repent. You know?
Yeah.
The king has to change your heart. And
oh, you're breaking up. You're breaking up. Right, try it again.
Destroy.
Oh no, you're still breaking up.
And what happens? Jonah's mad about it.
Right. I didn't hear any of that. Just, you were breaking up.
Jonah goes there.
Yeah, Jonah goes there. Oh Oh no, you're breaking up again.
Can you hear me?
No, not really, not really.
Right,
okay. I can hear you now. Say that again.
Alright.
You keep fading in and fading out. Okay, I think this audio chat has been abandoned. So, catch you later.
Hey, is it better now? I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, actually, sounds okay.
Oh, good. I'm driving to this estimate, so it's freaking, I can already tell you, it's pretty far away, so things aren't looking good. The estimate. Are you there? No.
I am, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You just went a bit funny then. I just work out if I shut up when there's when you're not making the noise, then it'll get cut out. So it'll be less excruciating.
But then I'm like talking and I'm like, well, sound like, you know, am I even intelligent? I don't know.
You're not too bad now. I can hear you. You did go very robot-y.
Oh.
You know, the slow motion one.
Yeah, right, not one of the sexy new sex bots. That'd be cool. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
But, so, I guess what we're saying, oh, Jonah and Nineveh, when he went to, yeah. So God says that he's not going to destroy Nineveh, and Jonah's head.
Yeah, he's pissed off at me.
He's like, you said you were going to do it, you know? He's like, well, you should be happy I'm not going to. Yeah, I guess I'm happy, I guess. Pretty happy. Always the prophets are always reluctant.
Well, yeah, I hear that on that. It's because he's not a prophet then, is he? Because he prophesied their doom, and then because he didn't get doomed, then that's him out the window as a prophet. New job need to be got.
He's not a proper prophet.
Yeah. Is that
not? And I think that's what the Muslims say. How do we know a prophet? How will we know if he's a prophet sent from God? And they say, well, because the prophecies will come. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Simple. Pretty simple.
Are you going for a walk now?
Am I going for a walk? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, I got out of there. I had to pull over and get out of the car because I'm looking for something in the back of the truck, actually. This lady I worked with didn't know if she might have dropped her keys in the back of the truck, but I don't see them. So. Jonah's the one what got ate by the whale, too, didn't he?
Yeah, 3 days. Yeah.
But Jesus says, Jonah, just as that Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of the beast, or whatever, the whale, the Son of Man spent 3 days in the earth, all that stuff.
Yeah. So, from that point of view of free will, I think there's certain things that you can't get away from. But I don't know if it's everything.
Well, it would have to be all the things that led up to everything, though, wouldn't it? I mean, the certain things. I don't know either. How would you test it? It's we live in a very... I don't know what it's like in where you live, but in America, it's a very blame culture, very blame-oriented. And, and especially victim blaming. But, there's this idea that, say I freaking, say I run a stop sign and I hit a car coming from the other way, right? So they'll say that I've somehow chosen to run the stop sign or do some negligence on my, you know, whether by choice or by accident. So, well, like, how is this, and then the person who was hit by me has basically nothing to do with it other than being in that location at that time, right?
Mm.
So, but did that person not make choices according to the theory themselves? Like, they say, you know, you should have stopped all the way. Well, maybe that person ran a stop sign on their way to getting to where I was, where I had been. You know, a stop sign a few miles back. How do you know? You know, we have a cause and effect, this idea of cause and effect, which I'm not real sure about either, but like we stop the chain of causality wherever it's convenient for us. We tend to, wherever we can appropriate blame away from us, you know, and onto someone else.
Yeah. That's and it's true.
Like, nah, I think I'm gonna break up.
Hi, this is Chris from HoaxBustersCall.com, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.